This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at the cattle market for Tuesday, March 28th. Well, cattle markets had a pretty big day up yesterday. They were strong right out of the gate, gapping higher in more than just a few contracts on both the lives and feeders, and holding those gains throughout the day. The market shot higher and then just paced sideways and held throughout the rest of the session. Very impressive price performance yesterday and not showing any sign of giving any of it back. So that's encouraging to see. You know, we're looking at a market that from a seasonal perspective in live cattle, normally you're carving out your highs around mid-March, but it looks like this year it's probably going to be a low. And judging from yesterday's price action, we're confirming that as well. So we're kind of back in that mode of the uptrend with quite a bit of energy behind it. So we're still targeting now this early April window. Even on strong bull markets, that's probably all you're going to get. Retail buying should be pretty much wrapped up for the grilling season and into the first part of summer. So we'll see. We know that supplies are going to remain tight. The availability of market-ready cattle is just going to stay tight for a long time, for the next couple years, in fact. And it's a matter of price action and price levels, allocating that demand. And I think that, you know, we've been on a fairly long uptrend. I do think we stay in that longer-term uptrend, but normally prices tend to retreat as you get into the summer doldrums. And it just depends on what happens. I think, you know, of course, the drought in the Southwest and the western half of the Southern Plains appears to be expanding a little bit. And so, you know, you could literally see yet another round of liquidation if that continues a whole lot longer. The rains are just not coming. The pastures are not being recharged. So you can only hang on so long before you see another round of liquidation. Luckily, there are a lot of regions that do have quite a bit of moisture, but you're going to have to move cattle quite a ways away. And I don't know that you'd move the far southern cattle even to the central plains. You might, but you're certainly not going to take them to the northern plains. And again, if the dryness is expanding, that might put the brakes on herd expansion ideas as well. So we'll just see how the summer plays out. But if the dryness sticks around, I think you're going to see just another wave of cattle coming into the feedlots. And that could keep feedlot supplies better stocked than we're anticipating. But right now, you know, we're going to assume that herd expansion has begun, which there's lots of evidence that it has. But to keep it intact, you do need some better rains, at least in the southern plains. Or you start to see the north and the Midwest rebuild, while the southern plains, you know, the heart of cattle country, does not rebuild. So we'll see how this all plays out. But in the short term, it sure seems to me like we've regained that upward momentum. We're going to kind of finish this seasonal tendency in a bull market, probably look into mid or early to maybe mid-April for a seasonal high. And then you start to work your way lower into the summer. For feeder cattle, I just think there's going to be a lot of demand for grass calves, and they're going to be retaining a lot of heifers outside of that dry region. So the question is it going to stay dry there, or is that dryness expand further? We don't know. And that could send another round of liquidation, but I think there's enough grass and potential and a good hay crop coming in a lot of other areas to absorb a lot of these calves that would go to the auction barns because it's too dry in the southern plains. Now, that said, there's at least a foot of snow across the northern plains, everywhere except Montana, and a couple feet of snow in a pretty big chunk of the northern plains and northern Midwest. So obviously that's going to slow down putting calves out on grass, but nevertheless, it sure seems like they're going to have very good pasture conditions and plenty of water across the north and into the Midwest. So, you know, there will be a home for these calves, and I think there will be good demand. And maybe, you know, this delayed demand could carry that normal seasonal a little bit late into early May. But for now, we're still targeting early May for that normal seasonal time window for feeder cattle to peak. Looking at the cash markets from last week, we saw the Fed trade averaging around 164, which was unchanged on the week, but still up 25 from a year ago. Dress trade at 265 was up one on the week, up 44 over last year. Dress weights, 825 pounds, unchanged on the week and down 7 from a year ago. Steer prices last week at 206, that was down 7 from the previous week, but up 33 from a year ago. Rib prices at 463, down 5 on the week, up 67 over last year. 50% trimmings at 140, that was up 8 on the week and up 23 over last year. 90% trimmings at 273, up 3 on the week and down 10 from last year. So year to date, federally inspected slaughter is running down 4.8% from last year. Cow slaughter down 7.8% from last year. Dressed weights down 0.8% and beef production down 5.6%. Pasture conditions. Now we got Texas at 68% poor to very poor. That's up 7 on the week. Good to excellent was down 2 at 10%. Oklahoma's at 58% poor to very poor. That's down 2 on the week. 14% good is up 1. Colorado, we're at 28% poor to very poor. That's up 2. 28% good to excellent is down 9. In Wyoming, we're at 24% poor to very poor. That's down 13. 56% good to excellent. That is up 26. In Montana, we're at 50% poor to very poor. That's up 5 on the week, and 24% good is unchanged. So I think, you know, moving forward, we're keeping a pretty close eye on the western half of the central and southern plains, not just for cattle, but also for winter wheat. Things are looking pretty rough there. They've been rough in the western third of the plains since last summer, and they've just had very little relief. But now it seems, when you look at the weather maps over the last couple weeks, that dryness area has been expanding to the east, and the two-week forecast does not offer any relief. So, you know, all of a sudden this drought region that had been shrinking is now just starting to creep back up again. So I think that's why Kansas City wheat has been leading higher, and it throws up red flags for cattle country as well. Taking a look at the box beef values, we were up 48 cents on the choice at 280. Select was up 97 cents at 270. The spread lost 49 cents at 1064. Movement was 71 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday was 125,000 head. That was equal to last week and 5,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index continues to push higher, up another 239. We're sitting at 191.24. So clearly offering a lot of support to the feeder cattle futures market as well. So if you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843 or 513-815-1701. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.